Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 28, Emalahleni reaching a high of 24 degrees.
Still got the delays around Edenvale side. R24 West slow moving traffic at the N12 merge. And in Sandton, there's delays Catherine Street between Grayston Drive and Central Sandton.
We start in Diepkloof, Soweto, where law enforcement officials are on the scene of a shooting which is believed to be taxi-related. It's understood a taxi boss has been shot and killed. Here's Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kolani Fitler.
A taxi boss has been gunned down. Currently, as the route has been closed, the vehicles have been diverted onto the N1 and also onto Emming Drive in Diepkloof. And we are advising motorists to exercise caution and patience and to use those alternative routes.
To Cape Town now, where the police's anti-gang unit is investigating another deadly shooting. Three men were killed in Westridge Mitchell's Plain last night. The latest killings come on the eve of today's debate in the provincial literature on the growing tide of violent crime in the province. In other big news at lunchtime, KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says the abrupt dissolution of the political killings task team by Police Minister Senzo Mcunu compromise critical investigations and arrests. Anasasi Mahobu has more from Pretoria.
Mkhwanazi told the commission that dockets were taken from the task team to SAPS Pretoria head office. He says five of those dockets already carried instructions for arrest, but no action was taken.
Those instructions were not carried out. That was an easy thing to prove that there was work done on those dockets. But as the team were auditing it, they could realize that the investigation work was not done on the dockets.
He believes at the very least, police should have arrested the suspect named in the five dockets out of the 121 handed by the task team. Anastasia Mukhobu, Jackrand FM News in Pretoria.
Now, at the same time, the Forum for South Africa has commended Mkhwanazi for his bravery and honesty in standing firm against corruption and political interference. Here's the Forum's Teboho Mashilompane.
We cannot burden the taxpayers any longer with double salaries of minister who is on leave of absence, on the other hand, carry the burden of the acting minister. Protecting the minister must not come at a cost that must be felt by the taxpayers.
In news abroad, Spain will probe human rights violations in Gaza. It's to assist the International Criminal Court, which has sought arrest warrants for top Israeli officials. The announcement marks another step by Spain to lead international action over the conflict. And finally, the owner of a farm in England enlisted the help of a drone to help search for a missing wallaby that escaped from his property during a storm. George Mount of Roots Thorpe Farm in Barkleythorpe said that one of his wallabies, named Mr. Wallaby, escaped from the facility when a storm hit a tree close on Monday.
If you want to be my lover. Wallaby. Oh, sorry.
I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.
Okay, let's talk about television again because we're on radio and we can do that. Ha,
yes.
Ha, ha. Right up top of the midday news, I told you about the TV shows that are the longest running ever. CBS TV's Guiding Light. 57 continuous years of soap on TV, preceded by 15 years of the radio version of Guiding Light. Total run of 72 years. Coronation Street in the UK, 65 years old. Also, Days of Our Lives, 60 years old. But in terms of South African television, right, what is the longest running siepi op onskerma ekvelviet? Alrighty, shall I play you the theme?
Play it, Alex.
It still excites a lot of people, you know. Funky. All about a new generation of black folk working in the advertising industry in Jersey. Generations.
Yay!
February 9th.